MTB Cast.
Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today, Sunday, June 19th, 2016. You're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide 2016. This is the true up for day number 10. Just a couple of calls today. We heard from Dave Schreiner. He called in with tales of bears, mountain lions, and bear spray gone awry. And then we heard from Randy Neal in Lincoln. And that's really all we had today. Sometimes we have days like this where not a lot of people call in. Hopefully that means they're out there making some time. So without further ado, let's true up your calls and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Hey, Joe, it's Dave Schreiner. Just to recap what's going on with me. The day two at the top of Elk Pass, I had a grizzly come out like only 40 feet in front of me, surprised me, and guy behind me got his bear spray out because I couldn't get to mine quick enough, and he just moseyed on across the path watching us and continuing in the woods. Let's see. End of day two, my saddle broke, so I've been riding with a broken saddle. My butt's not doing very good. Going up Whitefish Divide, I had a car pull up behind me and let me know there was a mountain lion behind me, and wasn't used to that. I was looking for grizzlies. So anyway, and then in Whitefish, I called sell mail parts from my saddle, head to Helena, where I am now. And yesterday, climbing Stemple Pass, I was 8.75 miles up, and come on in. And realized I didn't have my cell phone on, because when I changed my pants at the start of the climb, I sat down the side road and I fell away, so I had to go back down and look for it, and eventually I found it. And then a local was going to give me a ride back up on the climb, and while loading my bike in his pickup truck, my bear can fell off, hit my drive sprocket, punctured, and sprayed me in the face, blinded me, and got my lungs. I couldn't breathe. So I dropped my bike, and he got the water hose, and eventually I could see, and I could start breathing again. So now I know how the bears feel. And then so I get all the way to Helena yesterday afternoon, find a bike shop that's closed at 5. I got here just after 5, and found my parts hadn't arrived. They arrived here this morning, but the USPS hub is closed. Bike shop's closed, so I have to spend another day in Helena waiting for my parts. I'm not going to continue the broken saddle. And that's where I am right now. I'm icing my feet and not going to wash my bike. Take care. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Randy Neal. Great afternoon here on Sunday on Father's Day. Wish all the fathers a super celebration day with their families. And if you're away from your family, I hope you're getting calls and good messages and good send-outs to you. I have, and it's a very uplifting experience. And I am in Lincoln, heading out very soon again for another big climb. We went over Huckleberry Pass. I was with the pair from Asheville, North Carolina, Stephen and Shona. We had a good climb. They're way powerful cyclists, and just enjoyed being with them. So it looks like we're going to make another 24 and do the second Continental Divide crossing, which is probably 6,800 feet at its summit, and so I'm getting ready to boogie down the road. They've just left, and I'm ready to. So, again, thank you, Joe, for hosting this, and we'll talk to you guys down the trail. Take care and be safe.
This, like all MTB Cast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.